We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. And we're the authors of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. We're also the voices of Executive Medicine of America, where patients fly in from all over the world to take care of their health care needs. Now, don't forget, we have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day at the end of the show, and it's your chance to win a free book. So you can win your choice of the Age to Perfection book or the Stay Young book. All you got to do is answer the riddle correctly. And here's the number you're going to use to call in with your correct answer. That's 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. And also the website, stayyoungamerica.com, stayyoungamerica.com. You can also go if you want to go there and send in through the Contact Us page. So, all right. So have you ever felt like you want to eat healthy, but you have just absolutely no idea where to start? Well, food can affect your health and it can affect your mood. It affects everything. I mean, you are what you eat. What they say is true. So we're bringing on with us Joy McCarthy. She's the author of Joyous Health, Eat and Live Well Without Dieting. She'll be on in a minute. But I thought it'd be kind of interesting to go through and have a discussion here about food mistakes that we make through different decades of our life.
For me, the biggest mistake is what parents feed kids when they're under 10 years old.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I really wanted to go there.
You know, the kid is a fussy eater. Oh, let's just give him a hot dog and mac and cheese. You are setting their eating habits for the rest of their life. And mistakes that I make or that you make, Judy or Dr. Anderson, any mistakes we make now, this got ingrained before we were even thinking about anything.
I know. It's true. It's true. And in a lot of times, you know, like the cereal, I mean, they really know how to market to kids. Let's make it pretty by putting all kinds of dyes and food colorings and things in it. And chicken nuggets, let's put them into cute little shapes so they'll want to eat the shapes.
They did a study way back. It's been a while, but I always reference it when I was doing a lot more pediatrics to the parents that they took the kids, you know, young toddlers, and they had the parents put in front of them a good, well-balanced meals. You know? And sometimes the kids would eat part of one thing, and sometimes they'd eat some of the other. And so parents were always worried because didn't eat his green beans tonight. But they kept track of what they ate. And by the end of the week, the kids had eaten all the right amounts of what they should have. So they may not eat it all at one meal, but they'll pick it up at another meal down the road. So I always tell parents, just put healthy foods in front of them. Let them eat what they want to eat. And, you know, they'll get what they need.
All right. So that's the little kids. So then when we're teenagers, I think, you know, this is the soda pop, the Cokes, all of that, and I say Coke is in a general term, you know, Coke, Pepsi, Sprite, I don't care what it is, a soda, and all of these drinks and snack foods and energy drinks. I mean, the teenagers are just screwing themselves up.
And, you know, every high school you go to in America, they have vending machines with junk food. Why? Why do they have to have vending machines
with junk
food?
You know the answer to that, right?
Because they'll buy it.
No, I mean, it's the soda guys sponsor the team and the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And part of the contract is they have to have it. So they got mad about having the sodas in there. And they pulled the sodas out and put orange juice in there that has additional sugar that's just as bad.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. And in Doc Shock, that's something that is in the news that's either shocking to us or we're shocked that it just now made the news. Okay, we talk a lot about stem cells on the show. And, you know, it's a big buzzword when it comes to repairing the body. And as you know, heart disease is a major problem and it often results in damaged heart tissue. Like, for example, if you have a heart attack, that actually kills off a part of your heart. There's some damage there. So researchers at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center have already done this. They've already shown that stem cells can be used from a person's heart. Like they take the stem cells from the good part of their heart, inject it into the damaged part, and can repair it. But now there's a national study, and it's called All-Star. And in this study, they're actually injecting people with donor stem cells, cardiac donor stem cells, and they're seeing if it can work effectively. So I think this is great. I'm really excited about this. The only word to the wise that I think we should throw out there is there seems to be a lot of overseas stem cell stuff. Don't get just sucked in into some of these places that say, oh.
Sheep stem cells.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of kind of crazy stuff going on, but I'm really excited to see this really good research going on.
And, you know, if you go out of country, stem cells could be simply not stem cells. It could just be fraud. So you have to be very careful.
Yeah, you got to be super careful. I mean, they get on these things. And then you take companies like Lifeline, and they're doing great stuff. And we talk about the Lifeline stem cell cream here on the show. We all use it. But Lifeline is doing stem cell research in other parts of the body, and they use that cream to help send money to fund the research. So, you know.
There we go. It's music for the Immortal Minute. So since we're coming up into the heat of summer and the high point of summer, a study out last year that showed that regular sunscreen use can prevent wrinkles. And so we've talked about skin safety, and we all kind of knew that staying out of the sun and photo damage can cause wrinkling. But this was actually a study that they did with 900 people in Australia, followed them for 4.5 years, measured the damage to the skin, and by using an SPF of 15 greater on a daily basis, significantly reduced the aging of the skin. So have four tips for reducing skin damage and wrinkles.
All one, right, so they say that, well, okay, go ahead, because you might say it.
Well, one is sun, stay out of the sun. Two is don't smoke, because smoking can make for the fine wrinkles. Three is avoid excessive alcohol. And four is take your antioxidants that are coming in your supplements, your multivitamin, your C, E, A, and B, and such.
Yeah, and they can use the Lifeline stem cell cream. But also, on the sunscreen, SPF 30 on the
15.
Face? 15. Okay, yeah. So 15 does go on the face. And that's good, because actually in the day cream, which I use, the Lifeline stem cell day cream, there is SPF 15 in that.
Right.
So I was going to ask you if I should, like, put extra on or what the study showed. So that's good.
So all those hard drinking, smoking, motorcycle riding guys, there's a reason they look 20 years older than their stated age.
All right, if you haven't been to Facebook, be sure and go there and friend us under the Stay Young Media Group, because there's all kinds of health tips on there every single day. And we also post links to the show and whatnot. Okay, each week on the Stay Young Show, we bring you information you can use. If you miss a week or you want to share something you heard on the show, you can also download past shows on iTunes. Don't go away, because coming up, Joyous Health, Joy McCarthy. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of America, where patients fly in from all over the globe to see us for their preventative health care. Hey, don't forget, we have Dementia Defender trivia question at the end of the show. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Or you may choose Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Both great books. Now, if you haven't picked these books up or won them from the show, you can always go online and you can order those either through Amazon or you can go to your local bookseller and get it. Great books full of great stuff. And we're going to be talking about another great book coming up too. So the phone number 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, that's 844-935-5100. All right, so we're talking about healthy eating today, not dieting, but eating right to feel right. And we have on with us a very special guest, Joy McCarthy. She's the author of Joyous Health, Eat and Live Well Without Dieting. Great book. I love this, Joy.
Don't you, and I'm sure your listeners love the idea of ditching a diet. Who likes to do diets? Nobody.
They don't work anyways.
Exactly. They promote deprivation, and I'm all about eating food that makes you feel good from the inside out, and it's very nourishing.
Oh, you're so Canadian. Can you say that inside out again?
Inside out.
So, you know what's good about this book, besides the fact that it's thick and it's colorful. It's really, it's almost like a workbook. I mean, you tackle some of this stuff where people can learn. It's not just like, okay, eat this food. They're actually learning, why it's important to eat certain things, why and how it affects your health. I love the book. Love, love, love. So before we get into too many things, what's the website? So our listeners, if they want to go on and read your blog or look up your book, what website should they be using?
Appreciate it. It's Joyous. So Joyous. health.com. So okay. joyoushealth.com.
joyoushealth.com. Okay, so let's talk about your story. You know, what was going on in your life that I know, but our listeners don't know, that really prompted you to, you know, say, hey, I'm going to change things around?
Yeah, so over a decade ago, I suffered from hormonal imbalance, and my hair was thinning, and I felt depressed, and I had anxiety, and I had a lot of digestive issues. And this went on for, you know, over 3 years, and I tried different medications and different hormones and different birth control pills, and nothing was working, and no one could really, what I wanted to do was get to the root cause of what was going on. Why were my hormones off balance, and why was I experiencing so many symptoms? So I basically came to a fork in the road, and I decided that I needed to change, and I needed to, you know, look at my lifestyle, look at my stress levels, and look at my diet, look what I was eating. And so when I came to that fork in the road and I took a more natural approach to my health, that's when everything changed. And, you know, it didn't take that long. It took 6 months, which can seem for a life, it can seem like a lifetime when you're going through it. But from that point of, you know, making change, it took me a solid 6 months till I started to see my hair grow back thick again, and my digestion was improving, and I was feeling better mentally, physically, and emotionally. So that was sort of my healing journey, which really inspired me to eventually go back to school and learn more about the healing power of food, and that's what I do every day with my clients and in my practice, is teach them about the healing power of food.
Well, I think you were pretty young at that time, and that was my question. Is that what your inspiration to go back and get training and counseling? We've talked often about food as being medicine, but how old were you when you were experiencing those symptoms?
So this was in my early 20s. So I'm now in my mid-30s. So it was over a decade ago. So, yeah, it was a while ago. And at the time, I was working in marketing and advertising, and I had a great job, but it was really stressful, and I was working too many hours. And you know what? I just was not happy. I was not enjoying what I was doing. And looking back now, I realize how, you know, my emotional well-being impacted my health, and, you know, having high cortisol every day and just being stressed out and frustrated, you know, with my lack of work-life balance, and that was definitely a contributing factor. And back then I was also running a ton, and, you know, those were things that I changed as well. You know, I stopped doing so much intense exercise, and I started practicing yoga and doing meditation, and these were things that were so new and so different to me, but I knew that I needed to try something different, because what I was doing just wasn't working.
Now, in your book, you talk a lot about gut health, insulin levels, cortisol levels. Why don't you talk to our listeners about that?
What foods can we do to get good gut health? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, so what a lot of people don't realize, they don't make the connection between their gut and their overall health and well-being. So as a nutritionist, I always say that your gut health, your digestive health, is truly the foundation of good health. And because this is where your food is broken down into its smallest parts, these nutrients are delivered to, you know, help you create good mood. So like neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine. And if you have poor digestion, then, you know, in such a complicated yet simple way, if you have poor digestion, then this can affect your mood. It can affect your skin. It affects absolutely everything. So I see this every day, how, you know, with clients when they start to improve their digestion, how it impacts absolutely everything. You know, 80% of your immune systems in your contained within your digestive system. So, you know, you have more serotonin in your gut than you have in your brain. So gut health is truly the foundation of good health, which is why I always love to talk about probiotics.
Yeah, probiotics. What are there any foods specifically that tend to promote good gut health? I mean, you know, yogurt for lactobacillus, but other than those things?
Yeah, so fermented foods are great. You know, a lot of people thinking beyond like just yogurt, a lot of people don't know how things like sauerkraut and other health foods that are becoming trendy.
Kimchi?
Like kimchi, yeah, exactly. Kimchi, I love having kimchi with eggs.
Yeah.
It's such a combination with the spicy, and then
or just a big slug of pickle juice.
I don't know what kimchi is. Am I the only one who doesn't know?
Fermented cabbage.
It's fermented cabbage. It's a dish from Korea, and so it's often like fermented cabbage and carrots, and then it has like lots of spices in it, like ginger or cayenne.
Oh, ginger is so good for you.
Yeah, it's really anti-inflammatory and absolutely fantastic for digestion. But then I also talk in my book a lot about things to remove to help improve your digestion, because there's, you know, such common food sensitivities such as cow dairy and gluten and sugar and and soy, a lot of people are sensitive to these things. They're eating them every single day and don't realize how this is increasing inflammation and can be causing a whole host of problems. So even a food that seems healthy can sometimes harm us.
In your book, you talk about chewing gum. I thought it was a very nice illustration of the perils of things we think are innocuous. Why don't you talk about the chewing gum paradox for a minute?
Yes, totally. I love talking about this. So you've probably noticed I said something like spit out the gum in my book, literally. I'm not a fan of gum chewing because chewing is a sign that your brain signals to your gut to start producing the enzymes and the acids to properly break down your food. So it's preparing your gut for food, but when you're chewing your gum, you're not actually swallowing anything. So this can lead to bloating. This can overall like weaken digestion so that when you do actually eat, you know, hours later, your digestion is not as strong.
And then even worse, it put in artificial sweeteners in the gum, which does the same thing.
Exactly.
You're keeping that digestive system turned on all the time.
Exactly. So I don't recommend gum chewing. I mean, I've heard some people say, oh, but gum chewing helps digestion. But, you know, in my practice, I've never had someone benefit from chewing gum. So I always suggest to spit out the gum, not chew gum anymore. I mean, the good news is there are some gum brands that you can get that are aspartame-free, but I still recommend. The bigger issue is that your gut thinks that food is coming down the pipes, and that's not actually happening.
Okay, so let's talk about chia seeds for a minute, because chia seeds, I mean, I think they're great. They're high in omegas, and they clean you out.
We all be getting our chia seeds today.
we all ate chia seeds today, so.
Yeah, they're such a great source of fiber, too, higher in fiber than, say, wheat bran, because a lot of people, you know, they have their bran cereal because they want to be more regular, but there's a lot of people that don't digest gluten very well, and those bran cereals can make them bloated. So I love chia because it's so high in fiber, and just like you said, it's also a good source of fatty acids. It's a good source of amino acids, so it's a source of protein as well. And it really helps get things going, basically, because it's
more ways than one.
Yeah, it's like a sponge in your gut, which is fantastic for the removal of waste and toxins as well. But you have to be careful, like with anything, increasing your fiber and your chia, because you don't want to, you can't have too much of a good
thing. Right. You'll be making chia runs. Okay. We got to go to a break in just a minute, but I want to make sure I give a shout out to our military. We love you guys and gals. We know you're listening. We can track all those downloads on iTunes, and we know you're listening, and we're able to bring you some little piece of home, and we're happy to do that, and we thank you for your service. Also, if you haven't been on Facebook, be sure to go there and go to the Stay Young Media group page, because we put all kinds of great stuff up there each and every day. All right, so we got to go to a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about foods you need to get rid of. That's right, the ones to get out of your pantry and out of your fridge.
The Stay Young Vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson, an executive medicine detective, co-host of the Staying Young Show. If you have a lack of stamina, has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile, which includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to stayyoungvitamins.com. That's stayyoungvitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of America. If you haven't gone to stayyoungamerica.com, be sure to go there, stayyoungamerica.com. Also, you're going to need this number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You're going to need that for a Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection. Or Stay Young, your choice. And also, I want to make sure that you know you can get the shows on iTunes. So if you didn't hear a show, or you missed a week, or anything, or you hear something that you really want somebody else to hear, go to iTunes, search the Staying Young Show, and you can download the past shows there for free. So that's great. And then also, you can follow the links on stayyoungamerica.com if you just want to go that route. But these podcasts are great, and we love to hear back from people that have listened to some old shows. And sometimes I get emails. I love this. I get emails that say, I just downloaded like 50 shows and I'm going to listen to them as I drive, or I'm going to listen to them in the gym. And so we're happy to be bringing you information that you can use. And today, this is information that you can use for sure. We have on with us Joy McCarthy. She's the author of the book, Joyous Health, Eat and Live Well Without Dieting. That's right. We said without dieting, that D word. So we're really excited about having her on the show and able to bring you tips that you can use today. So I want to start off with the tips of what should be thrown out. Like, what is the big
top
stuff?
Top five
stuff that's in people's fridge or pantries that we just need to get rid of.
Well, there is a lot of packaged foods containing sugar, and people don't realize that the average amount of sugar in pounds per year that people consume is up to like 150 pounds. So the simplest place to start is by reading what's in your food. So things like, people might not even realize, things like bottled salad dressings, condiments like ketchup, like stir-fry sauces, like the number one ingredient in a lot of these dressings and sauces is sugar.
I'm glad you brought up the salad dressings, because this is a funny story real quick I want to share with our listeners. Years ago, we didn't know what to get Walter for Father's Day, so we hired him, an executive chef from a very fancy Dallas restaurant, to come and give him a chef lesson. So he came to work with him all day, and they prepared a dinner for eight. And what did he do? I wanted you to share this, because it's really funny.
Well, when he first came over, he said, I was going to prepare the salad. I was going to prepare everything but the salad on my own, and I was going to make my own salad dressing. And I said, oh, well, we've got lots of salad dressings in the fridge. And he walked to the fridge, opened it, and took about 10 different bottles of various salad dressings and threw them all in the trash and said, you will make your own salad dressing from this moment forward. And I have.
Yeah.
We've never used anything since.
Yeah, it's true.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm the same. I mean, I used to be the same. I used to have, like, you know, bottles lining the fridge door of salad dressings. And now I never do, because in addition to sugar, there's so many, can be food additives, there can be food dyes, it's a hidden source of a lot of junk, of chemicals and stuff additives we don't need in our body.
And sure, people don't always use them, so they may go off, and they don't know until they've just, you know, ate a whole salad full of buttermilk dressing from 2 years ago. I mean, that happens a lot.
And the bad part is it doesn't go bad. That should tell you something right there.
That's another point, right? So many foods have so much salt and so many preservatives that they're preserved for years, which is pretty scary. I always say, you know, like, your food should go bad. If you leave it out on the counter, it should go bad. That's a good sign that it's a real food. And then also, I'm not a fan of canned foods. And I realize that a lot of North Americans love canned foods, you know, whether it's canned veggies, because it's a quick, easy meal. But what I always suggest is there's nothing wrong with having frozen vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So much better than canned, which is usually full of salt.
Right.
And as well can have BPA,
mm-hmm.
Which is the resin that lines the tin cans. I suggest ditching any sort of canned foods. Microwave popcorn is another one I suggest ditching.
Okay, why microwave popcorn? Because of the salt?
No, well, it's not. Well, yes, there is a lot of salt, but the bigger issue is a lot of the brands line the inner lining of the microwave popcorn has a chemical called PFOA, which has been linked to cancer. You may have heard of popcorn lung, which is what people get who work in factories where this chemical is used. Anyhow, it's an awful chemical. So if you're going to make popcorn, then do it the old school way, because it tastes so much better. I've been making popcorn on my stovetop. I remember my mom would do that as a kid for my brother and I. And to this day, I still do it, because you can make it with coconut oil, and it tastes so yummy. Like, just buying the kernels yourself, buying, you know, good organic corn kernels, because we know that corn is often genetically modified and highly sprayed. So I have a recipe in my book, Joyous Health, for a really yummy popcorn.
Yeah, you've got some great recipes.
Well, that's good. If I just cut the popcorn out, then I won't have to use the gum to get the kernels out of my teeth that are stuck. So that's two I've eliminated.
That's funny. You're saying that, and I'm just thinking about one of, you know, we have a lot of kids. I was thinking about one of my kids in particular, and she, seriously, I mean, we're naming about everything she likes. Microwave popcorn, gum, you name it. She loves it. She's on a death. She's going to have a death sentence according to your
book. The other thing she loves are chips, potato chips and others. Now, another one should definitely be thrown out.
Yes, for sure. But I mean, the nice thing is, I know it's hard with kids, but sometimes it's just, you know, a matter of making some swaps, because, you know, it can get a little crazy, you know, saying eliminate all these foods. Then what do you have left to eat? That's why I'm always about, okay, if you take this out, then add this in. That's why I have a whole chart in my book called The Kitchen Makeover.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
I list all the foods that I suggest you get out of your kitchen, and then foods to replace them with, healthier foods, so that you don't feel, you know, that you're depriving. So that's why I love popcorn too. So it takes less than 5 minutes to make it on the stovetop, even though it sounds like it would take a really long time. Sure, faster than, you know, not as fast as turning on the microwave, but just tastes so much better, and it's better for you as well.
It only takes, you know, it still takes 5 minutes in the microwave. So we're down to three. So what's the next one that we should get rid of?
I'm not a huge fan of cow dairy milk because I find a lot of people have food sensitivities to it, and they realize how much better they can feel when they eliminate it. So what I always suggest, you know, there's certain foods that you can take a break from and then just evaluate how you feel, and if you notice that you feel better, then that's a really good sign. And there's so many other alternatives such as almond milk and hemp milk.
Okay, wait, go back to hemp milk, because I have to tell you a funny thing. I had a hemp milk smoothie on the drive back from Utah to Texas, and I don't know why, but I never realized that hemp was
she got
like
high.
Well, my kids gave me a really hard time that I was buying this hemp milk, right? Mm-hmm. But it really, seriously, you don't get
tested
high up
positive on your drug screen.
You don't. They have a certification thing. I learned this because I looked it up after I realized, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've never done drugs. Have I just screwed up my perfect record? So, but there's a little symbol on the front of it that proves that particular manufacturer ensures that there's nothing in it that.
That active component, exactly. It's not the same thing when you're eating the whole hemp seed. And hemp is a great source of protein too, and it's great for vegetarians because it's a complete source of protein, and it's super anti-inflammatory as well.
Yeah, so, and it's got the fatty acids in it. It's a lot.
It's really great. The other thing I suggest people ditch are juices. Boxed juices are another hidden source of sugar.
Oh, you're speaking Anderson's language here, because he's always harping on get rid of the juices.
Yes, and you know what? If you really love juice, if juice is something you want, then you know, make it yourself.
Right, that's what I tell them. You know, if you had to squeeze enough oranges to get 4 ounces, you're not going to overdrink it. You know, you can get tired of squeezing before, but you know, people go in there and get
their, out, right?
Well, they go get those half gallon jugs of orange juice and they'll pour themselves a, you know, big old 16 ounce glass and they're getting 4 servings.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who does that.
The silence in the room here is deafening as all eyes are looking upon me. I have not had orange juice in
because I stopped buying it. But you seriously.
But there's the key. Here's just what she's saying is if it isn't in the house, you can't do it. So get rid of this stuff. Clean it out.
That's sight out of mind.
See, we know whose fault this is.
Oh, really? Okay, so we've got to let you go because we're running out of time in the segment. But any lasting tips? And then also let's give out that website again for your book.
Yes, totally. So a final tip I want to give that I always recommend because it's so simple is first thing in the morning before you eat your breakfast, start your day with a huge glass of water. Really help to cleanse, stimulate digestion, and add some freshly squeezed lemon. Such a great habit to get into. And my website where I have tons of recipes and videos and inspiration is joyoushealth.com. So that's J-O-Y-O-U-S health.com.
Okay, you heard it here. That's where to pick up this wonderful book. All right, if you haven't been to Facebook and liked our page, be sure to go there. Look under Stay Young Media Group. We've got to go to a short break, but when we come back, our Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free book. That's right, a free Age to Perfection or Stay Young book, your choice. And that number will be 844-WELL-100, 844-935-5100. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300. Or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at stayyoungamerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's stayyoungamerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Many doctors are quick to prescribe medication like antidepressants or sleeping aids, a Band-Aid that covers up the underlying problem. Micronutrient deficiencies account for many symptoms that are often missed. You deserve answers, and you deserve the right path back to health. Schedule your micronutrient testing at EM Texas or call 1-800-910-EXEC. It doesn't matter where you live. As long as it's in the U.S., a kit can be shipped to you. So call 1-800-910-3932 or visit us at emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. The Stay Young Vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit stayyoungvitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of America. You can visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. And you can download past shows by going to iTunes and searching the Staying Young Show. You can also follow the links on that website, stayyoungamerica.com. Write down this phone number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. You're going to need that number for two reasons. You're going to need it because the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is coming up, and that's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wiser, or your choice, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. So you're going to need it for that, but also we have this medical trivia contest portion of the show that we do, or we bring on listeners and we grill them. They cannot be a doctor or a nurse or a dentist because, you know, as you all know, our listeners, Dr. Gammon was very adamant that they can't be a dentist either. So what about, you know, we didn't talk about chiropractors. Can they be a chiropractor?
No, no chiropractor.
Okay, and they can't be a chiropractor.
No.
Okay, so those are the rules. But, and it's just a few questions, and you earn points, and just like what we're about to do with our listener, Rick from Dallas. Hey, Rick, it's so great to have you on the show with us.
Hey, Judy, hi. I'm so glad. The Staying Young Show is my favorite show. I'm so glad I got through.
Oh,
I'm ready.
All right, so let me remind you. I know you listen, so let me remind you how this works. The doctors are going to trade off asking you questions. We got a little point system. You win things as you go along. So let's see how you do. All right, so are you nervous?
A little bit, yeah. But I want to know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a dentist. I don't even like the dentist, okay?
Okay, but you're pretty you sound pretty motivational. Are you, do you speak for a living?
Sometimes.
Okay, so here we go. Are you ready?
First question, Rick, is the PSA is a screening blood test for what disease?
Prostate cancer.
Correct.
Woo! 15 points. There we go. All right, so that's 15 points. If you get to 40 points, then you get a multivitamin called Age Support Multivitamin. It's part of our Stay Young vitamin line, our most popular one. So, okay, here we go.
Okay, Rick. We got to make these questions harder next time. Goodness gracious. Okay, Rick, carotene is abundant in which vegetable?
Oh, gosh. I knew the PSA one. I had that test. Carotene. What? Could it be carrots?
There you go.
It could be. Yes.
Yes.
All right. You're up to 35 points. Okay. The next one's worth 30 points. So this one pushes you over the edge. So let's see.
Meningitis is an infection where in our body?
What?
Meningitis is an infection in what part of our body?
Meningitis. Viral or bacterial? No, the spine.
Either viral or bacterial, and spine's correct. The meninges that surround the spine and the brain and the central nervous system.
Very good. You're pretty smart. Oh, my gosh.
You know what? I've read a couple books in my day.
Maybe we should put that on the list, to have not read medical books. Okay.
No,
all right, so.
Or I've been really sick. I don't know.
You got 65 points. So you already have the Age Support multivitamin from the Stay Young vitamin lines. For our listeners who have not actually ordered that, they can order it at stayyoungvitamins.com. Okay, so the next two, if you get the next two right, we'll send you out. Wait, are you concerned about wrinkles? We're trying to decide what to send you. I mean,
I'm getting older, so yeah. I mean, I'm getting some wrinkles.
Okay, so we'll send you, if you get the next two right, we'll send you some Lifeline stem cell cream, day cream. It's got some SPF 15 in it too. It uses stem cells to eliminate the aging process on your face.
Awesome.
Okay,
awesome.
So but you got to get the next two right. Here we go.
Okay,
Rick. What is the normal resting heart rate, approximately?
Of a human?
Yes, of a human.
No, of an elephant.
I don't know.
See what he's doing? 85? He's taking his pulse.
85.
No.
No.
70. No, we can't allow that one.
That is considered normal. 85 is considered. You get it.
Well, hold on. If you get the last one.
No.
I'm sorry. We've appealed to the judge, Jim, and he's ruled this incorrect.
Jim, is that true? No. I think that's good. He just took his pulse while he was waiting, and he's got an 85. That's how he knew.
That's right.
I am in traffic, so maybe I'm not really resting.
Last question.
Get this one right, and we're going to give you the Lifeline stem cell cream.
Which side of the brain is responsible for emotion?
Left brain. I heard this.
You got a 50-50 shot.
No, it's true.
No Googling while you're waiting.
No, I'm driving. I heard Jeannie Robertson, she calls her husband left brain, and he's a scientist, so I'm going to say right brain.
Woo!
That's correct.
Look at that deductive reasoning. I'm impressed. Okay, Rick, we're going to send you out the Age Support multivitamin and the Lifeline day cream. Oh my gosh, that is amazing, because you did great. We loved having you on the show. You're great.
Well,
keep listening. We love that you listen, and you know, for those people that want to participate on the show and do what Rick did, you got to be as smart as Rick. Obviously, he's good at this stuff. 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You can call us and let us know that you'd like to be on the show. And remember, you can't be a doctor, a dentist, or a chiropractor or a nurse.
The list keeps getting longer and longer. Or EMT or Rick. You can't be Rick.
You can't be Rick.
I learned all this because I listened to the show, and you talk about such great stuff on the show, how to stay healthy, all that. So I've actually heard a couple of these things in past shows. So it's great information you guys were given. So you've really helped me try to stay healthy.
Yay. Okay, pass it along. Thank you again. All right. Well, he was good. Man, you know what? I think maybe the questions were too easy.
I do. I consulted with Dementia Defender. He definitely thinks they're too easy.
We got to get him on medication. All right. So, you know, one thing that we talked about, the eating right and the healthy through the decade thing, I thought it'd be interesting to kind of talk about what happens. We kind of left off. We got through about the teenage years, and then we kind of talked a little bit about 30s. But what do you think is a big pitfall for senior citizens?
Well, actually, you don't have to be a senior citizen, but it is one indisputable medical fact is that when you get over the age of 40, if you restrict your total caloric intake, you live longer, you live healthier. It's that simple. And, you know, the British royal family, when there were Chinese emperors, they all knew this. When you get to 40, you cut down on your calories, you live longer, you live healthier. That's the biggest mistake. And what do we see in America when people get older? They've got a little bit of money saved up, and they start splurging with everything, including calories.
Yeah, well, okay, and then let's take the flip side of that, because there are a lot of senior citizens that are living check to check, Social Security check, Social Security check, and what are they eating? They're eating frozen things out of the freezer. They're heating up like because they're by themselves.
Well, that and then sometimes there's a lack of variety. So I mean, you know, an older person may be eating good things, but they don't mix it up enough because, you know, they just get their turkey and they have turkey and some grapes and that's what they're used to, and they really don't need a whole lot more, and they don't want to cook, you know, for just one person or two. And so I always make sure they've got the same thing, lots of variety and lots of color.
Well, this brings both.
That means it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room. Are you ready for this week's riddle?
Here we go.
Judy.
Oh, boy.
If you were to spell out the numbers, starting with the number one, how far would you have to go before encountering the letter A? That's right. If you were to spell out numbers, how far would you have to go before encountering the letter A? Send in your answer.
All right. Here's how you do it. You go to stayyoungamerica.com. You can fill that out. Or if you don't want to get on the internet, you can call us at 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That is 844, and that's toll free, 844-935-5100. Same number you'll use if you want to be a participant in our trivia contest. And also, you don't forget, leave me your name. If you don't get us, leave your name and your number and your address, which book you'd like, and what the answer to the question is. Sometimes people leave a little bit of information. We can't get the book to you. So make sure you leave us all that good stuff.
Yeah, I once had a guy call and say, hey, this is Jim. I have the answer. Call me.
Click. And then, you know, same kind of person that calls back and said, hey, you never sent me the book. All right, that's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of America. For more information, go to that website, stayyoungamerica.com, and join us right here each week as we bring you information that you can use.
Ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit StayYoungVitamins.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit StayYoungTheBook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting StayYoungTheBook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.